T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pretty Jaguar opinion poll asking you, is the Trump slash Russia story a nothing burger or a Whopper with lies? Nothing burger's getting 62% right now. Whopper with lies getting 38%. Claire Finkelstein joins us right now, professor of law and professor of philosophy at the University of Penn Law School and director of the Center for Ethics and the Rule of Law. Good morning, Ms. Finkelstein. Did I say it right?
That's right.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
So let me start with the poll question, which is it a nothing burger or is it a Whopper with lies?
Well, I think in this case, I have to say it's a Whopper with lies.
This
is a pretty serious situation for the Trump administration, for Trump Jr. First of all, on the just moral question, what we've seen is that Donald Trump Jr. just plain old lied. Since he was asked 2 months after the conversation took place in which he met with a Russian lawyer attempting to obtain dirt on Hillary Clinton, whether or not he had had any contact with the Russians, whether or not anyone in the campaign had had contact with the Russians, and he said no.
Wait, now, so, just as a purpose of law, he was asked this by whom?
He was asked this by a media outlet.
Okay.
And he denied it. So, and of course, there have been denials across the board from every member of the Trump, just about every member of the Trump administration and the campaign, whether or not there was contact with the Russians. And famously, Jeff Sessions denied it, and of course, Donald Trump Sr. denied it, and Vice President Pence denied it, and, you know, very likely.
Well,
they
but Pence was lied
knew.
To by. Pence gets a pass, doesn't he? Because he was lied to by.
We don't know
Flynn?
That for
okay.
sure.
All right.
We don't know that for sure. There
okay.
is. Many have cast doubt on that.
Oh, really?
On that answer. So we don't know that.
I didn't
sure.
know that.
So unfortunately, it really catches them with their pants down and shows that they have not been honest with the American people and with the world. That is a disturbing fact in and of itself. But then we go on to the legal issues involved, and it very likely involves a violation of campaign finance laws, which prohibit a foreign national from giving anything of value to support an American campaign. And so in soliciting and agreeing to receive information from a foreign national, in this case the Russians, he was responsible for seeking to violate campaign finance laws, whether or not he in fact ended up receiving that thing of value.
Is intent in and of itself breaking the law? And the other question I had is, how do you put a value on dirt on the other opponent? And Donnie Trump said that, I don't know if that's what you call him or not, Junior said that the meeting was about adoption or something like that, and then I think Kushner and Manafort left, and then Trump Jr. was alone with the Russian lawyer, right?
Right. Well, what has occurred, though, is that yesterday, when Donald Trump Jr. put out his own email correspondence, knowing that the New York Times was about to break that correspondence, he showed that he was aware that the person he was going to meet with was a Russian lawyer with ties to the Kremlin, indeed described as a Kremlin lawyer at one point, and that the meeting took place for the purpose of obtaining dirt on Hillary Clinton. So the whole pretext of we were just meeting about adoption, it appears they did discuss that, but that was not the purpose of the meeting, and that has come through now clear, very clearly, in Junior's
emails.
Email correspondence.
But professor, explain this to me like I'm in fifth grade. if I intend to rob a bank, but then I go to the bank and it's like, you know what, I'm not going to do this, or I don't know if that's an accurate example or not. I guess it would be.
It's not an accurate example.
It would be more like if I. It'd be more like if I decide to shoplift, and then there are no Twinkies. I don't know. Give me an analogy here.
Well, here's the analogy that really is most apropos, which is somebody who you know to be a known thief calls you up or calls an intermediary and says, you know, I've got these really great television sets, which I'll sell you at, you know, 10% of their store value. And, you know, you're going to love these television sets, and I'm going to pass them on to you. Don't ask me how I got them. Okay, so you go, and it turns out he's all out of television sets, mm-hmm. right? Now, that would be attempted receipt of stolen property. If you have every reason to know that that property is stolen and you go in order to receive that property, in order to buy it, you would be attempting to receive stolen property, which implicates you in the theft.
I don't mean to disagree with you, but that's not what they charged me with. I'm just kidding. Losing vice presidential candidate said something about treason. Does this even approach treason?
Well, I think it really doesn't, and I'll tell you why. The concept of treason is that you have given support to or engaged with an enemy nation, and the president is really in the position of deciding what constitutes an enemy nation. So his view is that Russia is a country with whom we should have full diplomatic relations, and he is doing everything he can to engage more with Russia. That means that it's really hard to conceive of the federal treason statute as satisfied in this case. But one could put the point like this, which is it's not technically treason in a legal sense, but it is collusive, and it does engage with what is, in a non-legal sense, a country that is dangerous to U.S. National security, a country that has tried to subvert democratic elections in the past year all over the globe, that appears to be trying to break up NATO, and may have had a role in causing the British exit from the European Union. So this is a country that is really dangerous to democratic nations all around the globe. And by engaging with Russia, he is betraying the Trump campaign and Trump administration, are really betraying American national security interests. So, I think that's the best way to put it.
Somebody texts in and say, how is this different than Alexandra Chalupo, who worked in the Clinton White House, trying to find dirt on Trump from the Ukraine, and definitely went with the government for that and shared it with the DNC and the Clinton campaign? How is that different legally?
Well, in fact, I'm not familiar with all the details of that case, but that is may have similar problems with it. So, you know, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander.
I guess what I'm saying, Professor, to get the politics out of this, and I know that's a naive way of looking at it, that's not going to happen, but would it be only fair if the Justice Department were to look into that, or does it matter because she didn't win the election?
Oh, well, it would matter. So whether one is winning the election or losing the election, it really doesn't matter. It is under the campaign finance laws, it is illegal for anyone to solicit information from another country. So if indeed in the Clinton case that occurred with regard to Ukraine, it would be the same thing. And it really doesn't matter what the outcome of the election is. Now, here's one point, though, that needs to be made, which is that the Trump administration is repeatedly insisting that no such contacts occurred. And so that's a really grave concern, because it means that we have in power a president and an administration where we cannot trust their word. We cannot trust them to tell us the truth. And so it matters that Donald Trump won the election rather than Hillary Clinton, only in the sense that that's the person who's now in power. So that's the person that we need to be able to trust.
All right, real quick, I want to ask you, and we're out of time, Professor, if you can give me a 30-second answer on this. Is collusion like pornography? It's hard to define, but you know it when you see it, or are the legal definitions of collusion?
Collusion is not a legal concept.
Okay.
So collusion is just the, the idea that there's been engagement and involvement with another country where there shouldn't be.
I got you. Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
You teach me something every time you come on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.